All right, now let's talk about the absolute value function graph, y equals x, and what happens when something is being added or subtracted inside the absolute value brackets where x is. So notice, inside the absolute value brackets is where you find the variable x. So whatever is going on in there is affecting x. When it was outside the bracket, it was affecting y, where it was located up and down the y-axis. When it's inside the absolute value bars, it's affecting x. So what we're trying to figure out is, when y equals 0, wherever y equals 0, that's the vertex point. Where y equals 0 and x equals some number, that's the new vertex point. So we're trying to figure out how to make y 0. The way we make y 0 is by making the number inside the absolute value brackets equal to 0. So x plus or minus some number has to equal 0 in order for y to equal 0. So we're trying to figure out what x is. Okay? So you move the absolute value function left or right based on what number is inside the absolute value bars with the x. So let's look at this first example. The absolute value function y equals the absolute value of x plus 4. This tells us I move the absolute value function graph y equals the absolute value of x, which is the parent graph, left on the x-axis 4 units. I'm going towards negative 4. The value of x inside the absolute value bars must be negative 4 for the absolute value term to equal 0. This is the vertex of the graph. When x equals negative 4, y equals 0. If you were given the graph above and asked to write an equation, normally you are also given the parent graph, y equals absolute value of x. You know the equation of the parent graph. Now you need to indicate the change in position. Left on the x-axis. So you must determine what number needs to be added to the location on the x-axis for the absolute value to equal 0. So I'm at negative 4, so I must add 4 to equal 0 inside the absolute value. Since x is negative 4, plus 4 must be added to x. You add the plus 4 inside the absolute value bars. Simple. Now let's look at the absolute value function y equals x minus 3. Well, this is similar to the parent equation, y equals the absolute value of x. The only thing different is I have a negative 3 inside the absolute value bars. So I know that's affecting the x somehow, not the y. If it was outside of the bars, it would be affecting the y. So this is affecting the x some way. So this graph, the original parent graph, is moving one way or the other on the x-axis 3 units. Now how do I determine which way? I need to be able to make what's inside the absolute value bars equal to 0. So what does x need to be? X needs to be positive 3. So I need to be at 3. I move it right to 3. 3 units to the right on the x-axis to x equals 3. Okay? So you move the absolute value function graph, y equals x, the parent graph, right on the x-axis, 3 units. The value of x inside the absolute value bars must be 3 for the absolute value term to equal 0. This is the vertex of the graph. When x equals 3, y equals 0. If you were given the graph above and asked to write an equation, normally, you're also given the parent graph. In this case, it is y equals absolute value of x. You know the equation of the parent graph. Now you need to indicate the change in position right on the x-axis. Determine what number needs to be added to the location on the x-axis for the absolute value to equal 0. Since x is positive 3, negative 3 must be added to x. You add the negative 3 inside the absolute value bars where the x is, because the x is what is being affected. For the absolute value function, y equals negative absolute value of x plus 3 plus 4, you flip the absolute value function graph, y equals absolute value of x, which is the parent graph, because of the negative sign in front of the absolute value bars. Now you must move left on the x-axis 3 units and up 4 units. So we go over 3, negative 3, because negative 3 plus 3 equals 0. The plus 4 tells you the location on the y-axis of the vertex, which is positive 4. So the value of x inside the absolute value bars must be negative 3 for the absolute value term to equal 0. The plus 4 tells you the y-coordinate of the vertex. When x equals negative 3, y equals 4. This is the vertex of the graph, negative 3, 4. If you were given the graph above and asked to write an equation, normally you are also given the parent graph, y equals the absolute value of x. You know the equation of the parent graph. First, indicate the flipped graph with a negative sign in front of the absolute value bar. Now you need to indicate the change in position of the vertex up the y-axis by adding this value outside the second absolute value bar. So then we have y equals negative absolute value of x plus 4. Now you need to indicate the change in position of the vertex left on the x-axis. Determine what number needs to be added to the location on the x-axis for the absolute value to equal 0. Since x is negative 3, plus 3 must be added to x. You add the plus 3 inside the absolute value bars because what's being affected is the x.